Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Fresh beef from South America, cattle groups in this country saying no. Back on that in just a moment.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
Had the opportunity to visit in recent days with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, about the possibility of fresh and or frozen beef being exported from South America to the U.S.
A lot of things we've had to kind of watch Uncle Sam on is the regulatory process. One thing that's coming up here at the tail end of the year, we've got comments needed to go in regards to possible imports coming in from South America.
That is correct. On December 29th is the closing time for the comments from Northern Argentina. This proposed rule by APHIS, a division of USDA, would allow fresh and frozen beef from that northern region of Argentina. We're very much strongly opposed to this, and there's kind of two different reasons for our opposition. First has to do with Argentina. They just have not demonstrated the ability to secure their borders and to follow those risk mitigation strategies involving specifically foot and mouth disease. We just can't afford to have that disease in the United States in terms of our herd health. The second reason we're opposed to it is a little closer to home domestically, and that is our confidence in our own APHIS division regarding Argentina is not very high either. We're just not seeing the documentation that we need to see that inspections have taken place and those types of things on our side, nor have we, in our opinion, followed the proper rulemaking process in this case. For those two reasons, we're pretty strongly opposed to this. Traditionally, OCA is we're strongly in favor of open and free and fair trade. But in this case, with the risk to the herd health, we just can't afford that. So we encourage all cattlemen out there, go to regulations.gov. You can make comments pretty easily. But look up for that comment period in Argentina, for northern Argentina. It closes December 29th.
That deadline for submitting comments is the final Monday of the old year on the 29th of December. That's Michael Kelsey, of course, Executive VP of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Also weighing in on this issue, Pete Bonds, representing the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. Bonds is their current president. He says that TSCRA extremely concerned with the APHIS rule proposal to allow the importation of live cattle and fresh or frozen beef from northern Argentina, protecting the U.S. cattle industry from a catastrophic foreign animal disease such as foot and mouth disease is a major priority for TSCRA. FMD could cause a widespread quarantine and possible massive depopulation of the cattle herd in the U.S., thus compromising national security, jeopardizing our beef supply, and costing our industry hundreds of millions of dollars. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you and to yours, my friends. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.